Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in the community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. Today's topic of discussion is one that affects us all, directly and indirectly, from a national level to a local level. Nationwide, on average, 21% of adults 18 and older are illiterate, according to a 2023 study. 54% of adults have illiteracy below the sixth grade level. One in seven Wisconsin adults struggle with literacy, and in Milwaukee County, it's reported at 25%, and in Waukesha County, 8%. The question I have is, why is that? With all the resources that we have access to, why is the U.S. literacy rate so low? Well, the answer that kept popping up in my research is that poverty places significant constraints on individuals' educational opportunities. Limited access to books, educational resources, and enrichment activities can hinder literacy development, perpetuating this cycle of low literacy rates within families and communities. An interesting stat that was shared with me is that a child's literacy begins with their parents. A mother's education level is the greatest determinant of her children's future academic success, outweighing other factors like family income. So how does this impact our communities? Well, as a result of these low literacy rates, communities across the U.S. are at risk for unemployment, which continues this cycle of poverty and poor health outcomes. Literacy, on the other hand, improves lives by expanding capabilities, which in turn reduces poverty, increases participation in the labor market, and has positive effects on health and sustainable development. From an economic perspective, low literacy rates end up costing Americans up to $2.2 trillion every year. But an interesting statistic is that the United States would see a $240 billion potential boost in our economy if literacy skills increase by just 1%. So, do literacy rates have a staggering impact on our economy? You betcha they do. And do we need to look at raising literacy levels? You betcha we do. Well, how do we go about solving the problem? I think we need to prioritize adult and family education programs in our communities in order to get ahead. And we need organizations that help reduce barriers through education. My first guest today is Holly McCoy, Executive Director from Literacy Services of Wisconsin, which partners with motivated adults to provide access to quality basic education and skills training so that they can improve their lives, enrich their families, and strengthen our community. Welcome to the show today, Holly.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So Literacy Services of Wisconsin has been serving southeastern Wisconsin for about six decades. Share with us how you guys got started.
Literacy Services started in the 60s, and we were a grassroots effort by a local church who heard a national speaker talking about, at the time, how one in six adults struggled with literacy and said, we need a program like this in Milwaukee. And they organized a bunch of folks through the churches, and they started learning more about adult literacy as a topic. And really, volunteerism is at the core of our organization. So at that time, we were a completely volunteer-led organization. And volunteer tutoring, one-on-one tutoring, is still at the core of everything we do to this day. And we also at one time supported the expansion of adult literacy programs throughout the state. We were the primary curriculum provider and training provider for a lot of folks. We now have a state organization that does that work. But Literacy Services roots really, we were one of the first in the state and continue to be one of the largest.
Okay. Well, since 1965, you've grown tremendously and with intention. So share more about where you're located and why.
Literacy Services' motto is to meet students where they're at, not only academically, which is implied, but physically as well. So we do not believe in having one centralized location where students are expected to come to us. We really believe in meeting students where they're at, no matter what that looks like. So it's a very strategic move on our part. We also have merged twice in the last 7 years. First with Milwaukee Achiever Literacy Services, which started in a very similar way, and also with Greater Waukesha Literacy Council. So we actually have, currently, we have several locations, but one in downtown Waukesha, one in downtown Milwaukee. We partner with Milwaukee Public Schools, so we're located at North and South Division High School. We're located on site at the Milwaukee County Jail. And we have several other community partner locations that change and adapt to the needs of the students as those locations grow or as partners move.
Okay. Well, I think oftentimes when people think of literacy, they think of reading exclusively, right? Explain how you define literacy.
Literacy is a very broad word. We hear it a lot now. You'll hear digital literacy or financial literacy or, you know, a lot of folks attach that word to things because it is broad. But literacy as a whole, and this is something I talk a lot publicly about, is typically associated with reading. So people say, oh, you're a reading organization. True. We absolutely teach reading. Absolutely. But there are six components to literacy. So reading is one of them, writing, viewing, representing, speaking, and listening. And Literacy Services created our own definition of literacy because we kept getting that question over and over again. And it is that literacy is a proficient foundation of skills. So all the skills I just mentioned, and the resulting abilities to develop and reach one's goals, interact with the community, access all forms of information, opportunities, and resources, make informed decisions, solve problems, and improve economic mobility and social relationships for personal empowerment.
Wow. Okay. That's quite a definition. Well, I understand that you focus on adult education. So can you explain more about what programs you offer?
Literacy Services is a comprehensive services provider. So what that means is we provide services for folks who have low literacy, so may have no reading skills, both for English language learners, as well as for students who maybe did not have access to education or struggled for whatever reason while they were in school. So we have adult foundational education. We also have GED and HSED, and high school equivalency diploma is what HSED, there's a lot of acronyms, so I should have explained that first. And then oftentimes folks ask me, so Holly, English language learning, is that the same thing as English as a second language? The answer is yes, it is the same. We use English language learning because oftentimes our students aren't learning English as their second language. It could be their third language or their fourth language. And so it's just more of it's a better term to explain our students' perspective and the wealth of knowledge they're bringing to us into our space as well.
Okay, so English learning language, the GED or the HSED and the AFE. Now, There's a lot of acronyms there, obviously.
Too many.
Yeah. What's the difference between a GED and an HSED? And why do you offer both?
That is a great question. So we work with adults, and we'll talk about that a lot during our time together today. But when we talk about adults, we have to talk about choice. We adults have different things going on in their lives. A GED is a national certificate. So no matter where you go in the United States of America, the GED is the same. It's 4 standardized tests and then the civics. With the HSED is really unique to Wisconsin in that it's a part of our public instruction legislative code, and it's actually offered as a 509. There's a longer explanation on our website, but the 509 HSED is a competency-based program, and what that allows us to do is really focus on adults' strengths that they're bringing to our space versus standardized tests. So it's not that one is better than the other. They're both rigorous. One is more of a course base, whereas the other one has a lot more independent study. We work with students to look at their lives, their expectations, all of those things to determine which of those two is the best route for them. Typically, when we partner with organizations, we offer the high school equivalency diploma program because those competencies can be aligned with other organizations' curriculum and offerings. And so it's just a really interesting way to approach adult education. And truly, we feel like it's a game changer in terms of ensuring that students not only get their high school credential, but they're also receiving additional training while they're doing that simultaneously.
Okay. It sounds like you address their individual learning styles, you know, to determine which one, in addition to the other things that you said, which one fits better with their learning style. So that's great that you offer both of those options. So as we've learned, as Holly just shared, Literacy Services focus specifically on educating adults. So stay tuned, because when we return, we're going to dive into the why behind that. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after commercial break.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking with Holly McCoy, Executive Director from Literacy Services of Waukesha. So before the break, Holly, we talked about how Literacy Services centers on educating adults. Why is that?
Adult education is oftentimes an important and critical consideration when we look at so many other topics that we are trying to tackle as a community. And adults deserve the attention and specialization the same as we emphasize K-12 education. As you mentioned in your opening, when we educate parents, there's a cyclical impact that happens for those parents and their families. So we see a direct impact on K-12 outcomes, as well as workforce development and employment. So a student who earns a high school diploma has so much more potential in earnings to enter post-secondary education, and then really on overall health and well-being. So nearly 40% of folks who are struggling with their health struggle with low literacy. And so there's no doubt that there is a correlation between adult literacy and many of the other things that I think we all agree could be better within our community.
Okay. Well, give us some examples of partnerships that Literacy Services has cultivated to address specifically your mission.
So because our area of expertise is adults and we only do adult education, we also recognize that we cannot do our work alone. And we have some of the most incredible partners that really help us build up our programming and ensure that our students have access to resources so that they're not just getting their education in a silo, that they really truly see the end game for their career, for whatever their lifelong goals are. So we do partner with our local technical colleges in Milwaukee. That's MATC. They're an incredible partner of ours, as well as WCTC. We're newer to Waukesha, so that's a newer partnership. But what I will say about both of those is it provides direct transition for our students after they complete their high school credential to go right in to the tech college system. And because they already have instructors that they place on site at our locations, we're able to really streamline that for the student. Last year, we saw nearly 60% of our graduates going on to post-secondary education through the tech college system. We're very proud of that. And then we also partner with WRTP Big Step. That's the longest acronym you'll hear today. And they are really the leaders in the building and trades and really bridging those gaps for folks. And we provide contextualized programming with them. We also work with Milwaukee Public Schools. We work directly with parents at Milwaukee Public Schools. And oftentimes when I say that, folks will say, I thought you don't work with kids. We don't. We work with the parents.
Mm-hmm. Who in turn work with the kids.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And then we also work with Silver Spring Neighborhood Center. So we are located on site at Silver Spring Neighborhood Center. The northwest side of Milwaukee it lacks a lot of resources. And so that was an intentional partnership just because they are doing such incredible work and we're really proud to be there.
Okay, so these partnerships that you have are so crucial. Give us some reasons why.
So I mentioned a couple of those just because I guess they naturally flow with talking about those partnerships. But I think the thing that I want to stress most is that when adults are at the point where they are ready to address whatever educational barriers they've experienced, they don't want to come up against more barriers. So as an organization that is student first and mission driven, we want to make sure that as many opportunities as could possibly exist for those students are so clear cut as to when I do this, I can then do this, and I don't have to go and search and figure this out and feel like I'm alone. And so I think, too, what's cool about the partnerships is for adults and for the way that our adult brains learn and process things, adult learning really functions at its highest when students can make peer connections. And so while we have tutors and we have instructors and we have all these great folks that support our work, the partnerships allow for students to create relationships with other people who are trying to reach the same goals. And that in and of itself is invaluable because it says, you know, this is about more than just, you know, what we say we're doing. We really believe in the power of relationships, not only in how we partner, but how it impacts our students.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's super important. And we like to share proof of performance and success stories to give the audience a sense of your impact. So what outcomes can you share with us that you are most proud of?
I'm proud of lots of outcomes, but the most recent ones are really our collective contribution to the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act. That I know it's another long word, but the Wisconsin Technical College System is a tremendous partner of ours, and they facilitate our federal grant, which is AEFLA. And Literacy Services is a top quartile performer, which really just means we are performing at a high level right alongside our tech college partners in terms of measurable skill gains and our ability to move students from point A to point B. Super proud of that. The second thing I'm really proud of is Literacy Services is, ensuring that students are graduating, but we account for 10% of all of the alternative adult education graduates in the entire state. And so for one organization, especially an organization that in size is small but scope large, we're very proud of that outcome as well. I already brought up post-secondary enrollment. That's very important to me. I don't want to offer programming that doesn't, lead to something else. And then our Waukesha location has grown tremendously. We've seen, you know, a growth rate. It sounds almost wild to say out loud, but of nearly 80%. So we went from a very small downtown location to, you know, serving lots of students in the last year. And we only continue to see growth in our Waukesha location.
Well, that's exciting. Being out here in Waukesha County, that's super exciting. Anything else that's new on the horizon that we should know about?
Literacy Services is going to continue to focus on expanding partnerships. Again, we cannot do this work alone. So we're always looking to expand career opportunities for our students, have on-site, hands-on training for jobs. We're looking at expanding program access. So in the next few years, we're definitely going to be focusing on where we're located and what does that mean for our students. And then really, I'm excited and also grateful, again, just want to express gratitude for being here today. We can't continue to tackle this topic if folks don't understand it. So we're really going to be focusing on communicating more widely what it means to be an adult who struggles with illiteracy and how the broader community can support that and really break the stigma that's attached to that, that oftentimes you know, students feel as they approach their education.
Well, and that's, it's a wonderful goal because, again, as we said at the very beginning of the show, everybody benefits, you know, economically, families benefit. You know, we've learned that you provide a myriad of ways that adults can get educated, they can improve their lives, they can enrich their families, and they can strengthen our community in addition to the other things that we talked about. So part of that is done in these partnerships with others who have a similar mission, as Holly talked about. So stay tuned, because after commercial break, we're going to learn about another workforce development nonprofit that's doing great things in the community. But before we do that, I want to make sure that Holly is able to give her contact information. If someone is listening and they want to get a hold of Literacy Services, maybe there's a website or Facebook page, what's the best way for people to reach you, Holly?
We have a beautiful website, literacyservices.org. The key there is making sure it's plural, so literacyservices.org. And then we also are on Facebook, so feel free to follow us and get any updates. We're new to Instagram, so I'm not going to plug that quite yet. But if you're on Insta, feel free to check us out. You know, give us like a little bit of time. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing today all the ways that you are helping in the area of education and workforce development. Thank you for being here today, Holly.
And thanks again for having me.
You are welcome. So again, as I said, stay tuned, because after the commercial break, we're going to learn about another workforce development nonprofit that's doing great things in our community. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Julie Conimo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And my next guest today is Lindsay Bloomer from WRTP Big Steps, who works in collaboration with Literacy Services to offer support in workforce development. So, what does that stand for, you might ask? Well, yeah, that's a long acronym, and WRTP stands for Wisconsin Regional Training Partnerships, and Big Step stands for Building Industry Group Skilled Trades Employment Program. You got that? That'll be a test at the end. So WRTP Big Step provides programs and career services with special emphasis on apprenticeship readiness training and tutoring for the skilled trades. Their mission is to enhance the ability of the industry to recruit and develop a diverse, qualified workforce in the construction, manufacturing, and emerging sectors of the regional economy, and to make sure everyone has a pathway to a family-supporting career. Welcome to the show today, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me, Jill.
You are welcome. So Wisconsin's total labor force has grown by 78,400 people in the past year, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The increase included a gain of 3,700 jobs from October to November of 2023. Construction employment was up 1,200, but manufacturing lost 300 jobs. Compared to a year ago, manufacturing employment in the state is down by 6,100, while service sectors are up by about 31,000. And this is as reported by Biz Times, December 21st. So it seems obvious that we need to strengthen workforce development in many areas, primarily the manufacturing sector. So give us a little bit of history of the unique beginnings of WRTP Big Step and how it's grown into a national model.
WRTP Big Step is really rooted in community and the idea that as a community, we can figure out how to train, educate, and ensure that the employers here in Wisconsin are good high road employers. Vince Turan, who was the first Black apprentice in the Milwaukee area, was instrumental in creating the Big Step legacy to understand that in the early 70s, there would be a need for more diverse workers, more workers in the manufacturing industry and in the building trades and construction industry. In the early 90s, WRTP was formed to again, figure out how this loss of manufacturing may impact generations to come in Wisconsin and how we could offer a training program and associated services to ensure that our employers had a skilled talent pipeline. The two organizations merged in early 2000s, and now known as WRTP Big Step, our focus is ensuring that everybody has that equitable pathway to a family-sustaining wage career, and we work with all facets of workforce development to ensure that that happens in Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, there's something called a workforce intermediary. So what do they do, and do they exist elsewhere in the country?
So WRTP Big Step is nationally recognized as a workforce intermediary, meaning that we go beyond just the training or beyond one facet of workforce. We work as a hub and spoke model. So at the center is WRTP Big Step. We work with industry partners, so the employers, contractors. We work with state systems, municipalities, other community-based organizations, the participants themselves, school districts, technical colleges, workforce boards, to ensure that there's a holistic approach to workforce development. So, for example, there isn't a training program in which it's you have a training, you get a credential, and there's nothing at the end, right? There should be an opportunity available. It's not a train and pray model. And it is unique to Wisconsin. There are very few workforce intermediaries across the nation. There are some that kind of function like WRTP Big Step, but we have a very unique model in the sense that employers, unions, and others invest in us on a per hour worked model so that we are able to provide continuity of services for all of these years in Wisconsin.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, you had shared with me before that the construction sector specifically is one sector that has almost the least amount of female participation. So what's the scope and impact of WRTP Big Step relative to that? And what does it mean for Wisconsin's economy?
So the construction sector specifically averages about 14% women across the nation. And those statistics are reflected here in Wisconsin. Whereas at WRTP Big Step, in our cohorts and those we work with, we're averaging upwards of 25% women. A recent study by the National Center for Construction Education and Research surveyed almost 1,000 women in the construction sector. And they found that, you know, while there may be stereotypes associated with that that may prevent a barrier, it's actually that when women enter the construction sector, their male counterparts often say, well, let me handle that for you or let me do that. I'm worried about you. And so they actually don't receive as much training, as many opportunities, and the opportunity to advance in a construction career. So it's not always the most favorable environment for them, as well as there are other, you know, discrimination and sexual harassment practices as well. But what we really find is when we offer affinity groups, when we do employer trainings, when we think about holistically, you can have up to, if your workforce matches your what your community looks like, your bottom line can increase up to 33%.
Okay, so dollars coming into Wisconsin, that's good. Workforce development ROI, right? You have something that you had mentioned to me about workforce investment versus ROI and SROI. What is that about?
So when we invest in workforce, particularly in the state of Wisconsin, we see a big return on investment. So not just with the economic dollars coming through. So for every dollar that's invested in WRTP Big Step and all the services and trainings and education and connections and placements we're able to make, it's a $5 return on investment for that, because we're able to provide so much value and impact in what we do, and we can do it to meet the labor market demands. So there are, you know, for example, perhaps more technical jobs now than there were before. We're able to pivot and make that, integrate that into our curriculum immediately rather than wait for years and years for our curriculum to catch up. For the social return on investment, we see that folks are able to have better social determinants of health, meaning that they're healthier when they have access to a family-sustaining wage job because they have more education, they're able to support the family, they're able to participate in community more, little leagues, school functions, and they have access to health insurance, to mental health help, so they tend to be healthier individuals, which in turn lead to healthier families that can participate in communities at a healthier level.
Very nice. Okay, well, you had also mentioned to me that youth start deselecting career options early if they don't see themselves represented. So how is WRTP Big Step addressing that and the future of the workforce? And why is it important?
So when we think about the future of the workforce, we know that kids start deselecting careers by the fifth grade if they don't see themselves represented in that occupation.
Fifth grade. Wow.
So one of the ways that we think about the future of the workforce is how can we expose youth to all types of occupations that perhaps are not representative of them currently. This includes ensuring that female workers go into schools and youth, that they see people of color who are leading construction firms and manufacturing projects. And it also means that we're working with Boys and Girls Club. Our youngest participant at WRTP Big Step is in second grade. And our oldest is almost in their 60s, correct?
Wow.
And we do that because, and of course, we're not giving power tools to second graders. but what we are doing is let's build a birdhouse. Let's build a circuit. And we have folks from the industry come in and do that because when they say, hey, I can do this and I really like it, they get interested in that occupation right away.
I imagine. Wow, second grade. That's really something. Well, WRTP Big Step is working with Literacy Services of Wisconsin on a nationally recognized program that's really changing the landscape of education. So stay tuned, and we're going to learn more about this innovative work right after a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Julie Conimo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm talking in our last segment today with Lindsay Bloomer from WRTP Big Steps. So tell us about this unique partnership between Literacy Services of Wisconsin and WRTP Big Step.
We have a partnership that has really grown out of our shared commitment to putting participants and students first and ensuring that our community is as strong as it can be. This has led us to think about innovative ways that we can share programming. And we think about that runway of workforce for adult education that includes workforce development, right? Most people are going so that they can earn a better living. They can make a better living for their families. So what we've done is we've paired our entry-level construction and our entry-level manufacturing credentials with Literacy Services of Wisconsin services, which include high school equivalency programs, so that people are earning multiple credentials in the same courses. One of the best examples I can give is our participants often struggle with math skills as adults, and having, if you're, you know, past high school age, having to retake algebra or even basic math can be a bit intimidating for anybody. Mm-hmm. And when Literacy Services of Wisconsin staff work with our participants, they do this wonderful job of really contextualizing what that means. And our instructors work with them. So when you're reading a tape measure or a blueprint, and we say, learning how to read those, but then also reading, learning how to do the math on those, students will say, why didn't they teach it like this in high school? I would have stayed, or I would have stayed in this class because it makes sense. I can see it and I can use it immediately. Maybe even that afternoon when we go to a job site. So we contextualize the learning. We're able to share best practices. We're able to have continuous improvement, whether it's in shared staff meetings, retreats. We're able to work in different areas then. We can create impact in correctional facilities with this partnership to ensure that folks have an opportunity to learn while incarcerated so that when they return to the community, they have options and education and contribute to the workforce immediately. So it's that common vision that drives us in this innovative partnership.
Nice. Well, why is adult education, in your mind, and workforce development tied?
Today's labor market is dynamic in many ways. We know that the occupations and industries 50 years ago are not what they are today, and it's not what they'll be in a decade, maybe even next year. And so because that's dynamic, we know that adult education is vitally important to ensure that people have a lifelong learning link to the workforce and the occupations in which they can earn those family supporting careers. We also know that these are generational opportunities. Holly talked so eloquently about how there are generational impacts for education, what that means for families years and years into the future. And the same with workforce, with higher wages, access to occupations that have insurance, that have the ability to have paid time off. All of this leads to better social health and determinants of health. And the economic impact, when we welcome more folks into the workforce who have access to that education and training, that they are able to contribute to the economy in ways in which they wouldn't be able to do so if they didn't have the educational component or the training component. They're able to buy homes, they're able to support families, send their kids to school, able to participate in a community, shop at local businesses. It has tremendous economic power for Wisconsin.
Hmm. Well, give us then some of the most impactful outcomes when these are paired.
So some of the impactful outcomes we see are, we have great retention in these programs because there's the power of the two organizations, Literacy Services of Wisconsin and WRTP Big Step, working together. That means all the power of the and expertise of the LSW staff and the WRTP staff with these cohorts of students and participants who get experiential learning, who get the adult basic education, who get access to these credentials that are nationally recognized. And these are transferable and portable skills. So it could be you're moving from Milwaukee to Waukesha, or Waukesha to La Crosse, or La Crosse to Madison. You can have access. You can take these anywhere you can go, which builds a great system for Wisconsin. And it's building generational wealth outcomes as well, which we're really excited about. We see folks who perhaps are returning from being incarcerated, or people who are returning military veterans, or who are coming out of a low-paying job, and they stay in this program, they graduate, and now are earning anywhere from $27 to $42 an hour with benefits within 6 months. So, and we've even seen generations within cohorts. A gentleman who was inspired by his son who graduated from high school, who went back now to go through this joint program that we offer and make a better life for himself.
Nice. Well, we talked a bit about nationally recognized programs. What does it mean for you to be nationally recognized, and what makes this model so scalable?
Literacy Services of Wisconsin is recognized in their own right, as Holly discussed in the top performing quartile for literacy programs. WRTP Big Step is nationally recognized by, we've been recognized by the White House for their talent pipeline, that we are a workforce intermediary and top performer with best practice and a scalable model. Together, I think we're unstoppable. We are recognized by the U.S. Department of Education Office of Career and Technical Education as an innovative practice winner. Because
congratulations.
Thank you. So to be recognized in this joint programming work, it makes it great to say, but it also means that we're able to demonstrate to other communities within and outside of Wisconsin that this can be done. This isn't a, well, they work over there and we work over here and we just refer. No, this can be done. And it hasn't taken 20 years and, you know, all this time. We did this because it meant something and it was important. And so we got it done. And we're able now to look back and even have perhaps a case study coming in the future about why this could happen in any community with the right motivation and the focus on those students and participants.
Well, what would you say is at the root of each of these organizations that makes this partnership and program work?
The shared vision and the shared goals for the future are critically important. The continual improvement in order to get better means we have to critically look at what we're doing and ensuring that we're meeting the needs and meeting people where they're at rather than what we think they should be doing. That's not in our lexicon at all. And the relationship and honesty, you know, it takes a lot of communication. It takes honesty of, you know, what our capacity is, how we're working together, and to overcome even the internal barriers of what it means for two organizations to come together to serve the same students.
Well, so what would you then envision as the next step and the future of this partnership that you have?
I think it's safe to say we're just getting started. There are so many amazing ways in which we can be innovative. I think this has shown us that not only could we scale what we've already created, but with the vast amount of infrastructure resources available and the commitment of our state even to tackle workforce and literacy issues combined, we're able to think broadly about what comes next in this. Is it additional credentials? Is it different sectors? What could we be doing to better meet the needs of Wisconsinites in terms of literacy and in training and workforce?
Okay, well, to that end then, what would you say is your greatest need with this incredible partnership at this particular time?
We have proof of concept. We know it works, and we have cohorts and graduates and of course, national recognition that this is a promising model, and we have that proof of concept. What we need now is additional sponsorship to scale this. We know that to do this work, it takes a lot of time, but it also takes a lot of resources to ensure we're doing it well, that this is rigorous curriculum with rigorous credentialing so that folks are workforce ready and have the education components they need. So additional sponsorship for this partnership would be the next step in revolutionizing the way our community focuses on education and workforce.
Okay, so we put it out there. Anybody listening who wants to get involved, there's a couple of different things or ways that you can do that. Lindsay, give us some contact information. People listening, where would they go? What phone number would they call? Would they go to a website, a Facebook page? What's the best way to reach you?
Absolute best way is through our website, which is wrtp.org. You will also find us on all the socials, LinkedIn, Instagram, X, Facebook. All you have to type in is WRTP.
Okay. Well, that's simple. I love it when it's easy. All right. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Lindsay Bloomer from WRTP Big Steps, and Holly McCoy, Executive Director from Literacy Services of Waukesha. Thank you both for sharing all the ways that you make a difference in our community in the area of education and workforce development. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you would like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out directly to Holly or Lindsay, and they can point you in the right direction, or reach out on those social places that Lindsay talked about, or just Google. I imagine you can just Google WRTP and Literacy Services, and that'll get you where you need to be.
If you know of a great organization that's doing great work in our community that you think would be a great guest for our show, I encourage you to email me their contact information at jill@ellenbecker.com, or you can call our office at 262-691-3200. Tune in next Sunday morning at 10 to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community to learn more about the ways people and organizations are contributing to making our community a great place to learn, grow, and build a career, and a place where you can have an all-around great quality of life. You can tune into News Talk 1130 on your radio. I encourage you to visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows. My call to action today would be to think about how you might be able to make a difference in some way for someone in our community. Maybe that's by volunteering time in an area of expertise you have, or donating to a program that will help thousands of people advance on their educational journey and ultimately increase their quality of life. Maybe it's simply advocating for an organization whose mission and vision you're passionate about. Whatever it is, I'm sure anything you do would be appreciated. Take time to figure out how you want to be a blessing and give a blessing. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.